number 21 is from the Benefits Administration Department of Human Resources requesting authorization for a three-year contract for dental administrative services from Delta Dental of Wisconsin.
Mr. Hanchak, good afternoon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Matt Hanchak, Benefits Administrator. The item before you, I'll try to be brief, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, is just basically an RFP for dental administrative services for our self-funded conventional plan. It has nothing to do with the HMO plan. It is basically being done because it's been at least 7 years. The current contract predates me, and we felt that it was time to do a market check on this. And the result of it is that we're recommending a three-year contract to Delta Dental of Wisconsin to replace the incumbent vendor, Humana. The primary reason for this is the financial terms are basically a dead heat. It was very slightly less expensive on administrative costs with Delta Dental of Wisconsin. But from the employee perspective, it offered a better level of financial protection for them. The rationale behind that is that they have a much broader network, more inclusive network of dentists, so it gives more protection against above reasonable and customary charges for dentists that aren't covered under the contract. This is a blind PPO network, which means that whether you go in-network or out-of-network to a dentist, you still have the same level of coverage. But if there's no provider contract, the dentist could turn and charge an employee for the balance of a bill that's uncovered or that's above the standard fees. So this limits that much more significantly than the Humana plan did. One update from when I first submitted this report is with regards to the disadvantaged business enterprise inclusion. At the time, they had initially submitted a proposal, and the firm that they identified went out of business, and they were scrambling to find an alternative. And it initially worked on submitting a good faith effort statement. Since that time, they've actually completed their vetting process and have completed the DBE 14 form and have sent it in to the community business development partners and have sign off on it. So it's no longer a good faith effort. It is full compliance with the 17%. With that said, I'm happy to take any questions.
Supervisor Cullen, and Supervisor Alexander.
Well, I just want to thank you for this report. This is a little bit different than the report we received this morning on our other insurance. If we had gotten this morning, maybe we wouldn't have gotten mired like we did. You know, this is pretty simple, pretty straightforward, pretty easy to understand. Even I can understand it. So I just want to thank you, because sometimes you guys just get up here and get told that you've done things wrong. I think this is very well written, done, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if there's any potential negative effects on beneficiaries that's not cited in this report.
Chairman, supervisors, no, this replicates the exact same self-funded benefit plan that Humana was administering. It just changes the contractor. The same services are covered at the exact same levels.
And, Mr. Chairman, I'm also curious, since open enrollment technically ended yesterday for at least doing it through an automated process, will employees have to do anything different with the change of the vendor, or is whatever their open enrollment status as of last night when it closed, when the internet sign-up option closed, is that in limbo or jeopardy at all, where employees will have to do anything?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, our plan, assuming approval of this switch to Delta Dental, would be to take everyone that's currently enrolled in that exact same option with Humana and migrate them over to the Delta plan. So there wouldn't be any disruption. There wouldn't be any further action required by employees. If for any reason the employee would want to change just because they're unfamiliar with dental or would rather switch to CarePlus, we're still accepting email requests to make the change. We just have to close the system now to load the next year. So the benefits division will be manually processing and entering any requested changes between now and December 31st.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisors Schmidt and Jersey.
Yeah, thank you for this, too. And, of course, you've had more experience than the previous person we had. But, again, some of the questions, like, I like the point that, you know, you talked about the rates and they're guaranteed for 2 years. That's other questions we had on some of the other ones. They're guaranteed for how long a period of time? And I've gotten some questions, of course, from enough people, but you've been helpful and sent an extra report out that gave copies of us. We appreciate that, too. And then so I am understanding this in case people call me on the care package or dental associates. That's completely separate. That hasn't been touched. This is just for you're going to your independent dentist from Humana Dental to this one, correct?
Chairman, supervisors, yes, that's correct. There's no impact at all to the DMO plan offered through dental associates.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Joseph?
I noticed you did send out a notice to everyone that we were going to be changing this, but fortunately you put in the word subject to board approval. So we appreciate that you didn't assume that. I note the DBE goals. What kind of work did Community Business Development partner, the Chamberlain Consulting Group, do you know what kind of work they did?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Chamberlain was doing market research and internet-based market research for Delta. They're a firm out of Madison. My understanding is that they're no longer in business, and that's why they've shifted focuses and contracted with Tri-State Office Products, which is obviously an office product firm in New Berlin.
And that's who they're going to use for the DBE?
That's who they'll use to satisfy the DBE goal, correct.
Thank you.
We need a motion for rejection.
I'll make
denial,
a motion.
Layover.
So move approval.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Joseph moves approval. Moves approval of item number 21. Any other comments, concerns, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On approval, Supervisors Hodge.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number 22, please.